If it's happening in Kenosha, let's talk about it. Live and local. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarsent.
WLIP Morning Show. Tuesdays, we catch up with Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
A little damp.
A little damp today.
You know, it's drizzly on the way in today.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It'll put a damper on your punschki today.
Yeah, right.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, Fat Tuesday. I don't know that I need a Tuesday to necessarily feel fat, though.
No, but isn't it such an American thing to do to embrace such a holiday of overindulgence and eating too much?
Yeah.
And then not doing the commiserate fasting the next day. Just keep eating. It's okay.
Does that follow that?
That's how it is supposed to work. You're supposed to balance it out. But we forgot that second part.
Right,
of the,
right.
Most of the time.
No, just,
anyway.
Yeah. Celebrate Mardi Gras.
That's right. Collect your beads, everybody. It's also, speaking of celebrations, Adopt a Guinea Pig Month.
Yeah, who would have known?
That's right.
I didn't even know that
until
I got my memo from my marketing manager that said, hey, we're going to talk about Adopt a Guinea Pig Month. And I'm like, all right, cool. So who would have known?
That's the kind of information you're only going to find here.
So that's March, and it's a perfect time to talk about these adorable social pets, whether you're considering adopting a guinea pig or already have one. Today, we're going to talk about what to do. So adopting a guinea pig. Why would you adopt a guinea pig?
Why would we adopt a guinea pig? Well, they're a classic pet, aren't they? Guinea pig?
They are. And they're actually, they're very social. They like to be held. Not inherently right off the bat, because I've picked up a guinea pig in my time once or twice.
Once or twice.
And so the thing of it is, like, some of them are not, because they don't get handled much, they're like us. Like, if you don't have a lot of interaction with people, you're like, I really don't like to be hanging around people. But if they get to hang around people and get to be picked up, they enjoy it. And then there are quite a few that have made it into homes as little guinea pigs, young guinea pigs, and then they grow up, and then people are like, oh, wait a second, we've got these stinky little rodents in our house, and we don't want them anymore. So they wind up in the rescue groups.
Yeah.
And so there are a large number of them that do need homes as a second chance. And so if you get one, how long are you going to have one?
How long do they stick around?
About 5 to 8 years.
Okay.
And that's pretty standard. I think we've seen a couple that have made it beyond that 8 mark, but a lot of them, you know, they're going to live to be, that's their typical life expectancy. They do require a lot of daily care. Trivial fact, they're one of 3 species that require vitamin C in their diet.
Okay.
The other 2 being humans and primates.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, right.
We have something in common.
They cannot manufacture their own vitamin C in their gut like a lot of other animals can. So they need to intake vitamin C.
So share some of your vitamin C powder with them.
Well, I don't know if I can go that far.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Appropriate supplements. and they don't require a huge amount of room. I mean, I know, like if you go to the petting zoos, they've got these giant, you know, horse tanks. I can remember going to the Wichita Zoo when I was a kid, and they had like 3 horse tanks in the petting zoo area that had hay in it. And you're like, well, okay, this is kind of weird. And then the hay moves and it's guinea pigs. And they had, you know, several guinea pigs in a tank, and they were large enclosures. And you're like, well, I don't know if I'd want to have something that large in my house. I mean, it's the size of a room.
Right.
Well, you don't need something that big. They do need a bit larger enclosure than a hamster, because they're bigger than a hamster, but nothing giant. They need soft bedding and then a proper diet, which includes fresh foods, so vegetables, clearly vitamin C supplement, as we've already talked about, and then some pelleted, moderate in nature, and then if you're looking at adopting one, if you're interested in one, check out the shelters, because that's a great place to go. They're super social, like we've talked about. They do enjoy being picked up. They thrive in pairs. So, you know, this is clearly one of those pets. If you get one, you kind of can't stop at one, because they like to have a friend.
They want a companion.
They do want a companion. If you get a match set, then you might wind up with more than a match set, because that's how that works. Boys and girls will lead to more boys and girls. Loneliness can lead to depression and behavior issues. So certainly if you've got this single guinea pig, so here's the other thing. If you go adopt one, you might want to look into adopting two, right?
Okay.
So be prepared that you'll have to have a lot of daily interaction if you've only got one, though, because they do enjoy that social interaction. So you're going to have to work a lot more than if you had two guinea pigs. And in introducing a new guinea pig, use a neutral space. So a space that that your current guinea pig is not normally in. You would take them to another area in the house and then let them see the new guinea pig, because, you know, that's like introducing the new kid into the kindergarten class, right? They're going to get picked on and, you know, it's start a little ruckus. So just neutral ground. And
bring
then
it to
it's
the
like,
playground.
Bring it to the playground and let them kind of work it out. And they're like, oh, you're kind of cool. You know, it'd be fun to have another friend. The health tips, dental problems are huge in these guys because they do need to, their teeth continually grow. So being a rodent, their teeth are not ever just like ours where, you know, they grow to adult and then that's it. You don't have, theirs keep growing, so they'll push up. And if their teeth aren't aligned properly, they don't wear down. So normally if they've got really good dentition and they've got a great bite, that as they're chewing on hard things, it's just going to keep the teeth worn down, and so they don't have to have dental work. But every once in a while, they're like us, where that one tooth in the back didn't line up just right, and so next thing you know, you've got a bit of that growing off to the side. And if that happens, we have to have these guys come in, and we do filing. So we'll actually anesthetize them and get in there and burr the tooth back or file the tooth back. So they do need to eat a lot of high-fiber diet and having something to chew on so that they get things, keep their teeth worn down. Vitamin C deficiency is a big thing, so need to make sure you supplement their diet with that, and then certainly fresh vegetables and fresh fruits can help with that. Respiratory infections, so sneezing in your guinea pig, that can be a serious issue. There are bacteria that can get into their lungs and create problems. If they've got crusty eyes, or if they're having any sort of problems breathing, that's worth getting them in to get them checked out. And then obesity, because and digestive issues. Not only do we share our need for vitamin C with the guinea pig, we also share obesity as a health problem.
We have a lot in common, I've noticed.
We have a lot in common, other than the fact that they are completely covered in fur.
Yeah, right. Well, only some of us have that problem.
Yeah. There's probably a Lenny joke involved in that.
Yeah, nope. Let it go. Let it slide.
So avoid sugary treats, and then make sure you're feeding a balanced diet. So it shouldn't all be the pelleted grain stuff. You need to have a nice mix. And so it's just like us. You know, if you got to have that nice balanced diet, don't eat all of one thing. Spread it around. And then emergency signs. If your guinea pig stops eating, seems lethargic, they need immediate care. So because lethargic guinea pigs, they're a prey species, so they are going to hide the fact that they're not feeling good. So you really have to watch for kind of some of the subtle signs, because if they just start to act a little off, it's probably like, you know what, I should maybe get them taken in, because it may be a dental issue. Certainly they could have a small respiratory thing, small drain. Those are the bigger things that are going to, but the dental issue is hard because they've got a really tiny mouth, and very few people can. We even have a hard time getting in there to look because we've got to use speculums to actually kind of like get behind their teeth to open their mouth up and go, nope, there's the problem. Their teeth aren't lined up. So they get food packed in there and they can't eat. Or they look like they're eating because they'll take food and they'll bury it around their enclosure. And then you look and go, oh, they've got like, you know, 2 days worth of food buried underneath all their bedding, but they haven't eaten anything. Yeah. So, you know, it's they're pretty sneaky. So if you are considering adopting a guinea pig to have that wonderful addition to your household, make sure that you've got the proper setups for an enclosure and the bedding, and then certainly investigate the diet, what they need, and then go check it out. You know, go to the shelters and see. I think there's a Midwest Guinea Pig Rescue Group. So there are rescue groups specifically that do just guinea pigs that are out there. And then you provide the right setup and the socialization, and you're going to have a happy, healthy guinea pig. And you know what? They're really just cute.
There you go.
And it's fun to listen to them talk because, you know, there's nothing like hearing a pig kind of grunt. They don't oink. I mean, I don't know how they got the name guinea pig, but that I did not research. But the whole thing of it is that they are kind of fun to listen to them talk.
Oh, very good. And, if you like a little bit of a smaller pet maybe than a cat or a dog or
certainly,
a little less maintenance maybe.
Certainly
there.
A little less maintenance than a dog. I mean, and a lot less space than, you know, most dogs. and you don't have to take them for walks. And when it's raining outside, you're all still inside and dry.
Well, very good. Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie's got you covered, whether it's cat, dog, guinea pig, all sorts of pets.
All sorts of pets.
There, right?
Yep, exotics as well as the cats and dogs. So it's kind of a, some days it's like being on Noah's Ark.
You got two of every creature.
Sometimes. Yep, feels that way for sure.
Well, very good. And of course, Care Animal Hospital can help you with your pets, or if you're thinking about adopting, maybe adopting and you want to bring in the pet in for that first checkup, Dr. Russ Brewer. How can we get in touch with Care Animal Hospital?
Well, to make a first appointment or that follow-up appointment for your sick pet, give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
And however you celebrate Guinea Pig Month or Adopt a Guinea Pig Month, do it securely in your enclosure.
Keep it safe.
Something like that, anyway. Dr. Russ.
Enjoy Fat Tuesday, Pete.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I don't know. Did you see any punchkis on the counter yet as you came
No,
in?
I didn't see any out there.
Okay. Slacking. I'll have to check at the 8 o'clock news break. Dr. Russ, have a great week. We'll catch up
you
with
too.
You next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Pete.
727 WLIP. Lake.